Hey friends, welcome to episode 66 of Motherhood in Hollywood. I'm Heather Brooker, and my guest today is Mayim Bialik. That's right. I'm going to be sharing my interview with Mayim in just a few moments. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you guys about Up4 Probiotics. Up4 has been a part of our family now for several months, and we have seen such a dramatic increase in our digestive health, in our energy levels, and our overall well-being, all due to Up4 Probiotics. If you've ever wanted to try a probiotic, now's the time to do it. Go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 Probiotics image. That's where you can learn more about their trademarked super strain, what it is, how it works in all of their various formulas, which, by the way, they have from children's age all the way up to senior citizens. So you definitely want to check it out for yourself. Up4 Probiotics has been creating a healthier inside since 1979. I also want to tell you guys about the new Lansinoh Bluetooth Smart Pump. It is the smarter way to pump. If you're a new mom or an expecting mom and you're looking for a way to make your breastfeeding journey a little easier, definitely go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Lansinoh image. That will take you to their website where you can learn more about their new Bluetooth smart pump. It pairs with their baby app, with the Lansinoh baby app, so that you can help track your feeding sessions, how much you're pumping, which if you have had children before or about to have children, trust me, it is going to be a lifesaver and a time saver. You don't want to have to worry about writing all of that stuff down in order to keep track of your pumping sessions. So go right now, motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Lansinoh image, and you can learn more about how the Lansinoh Bluetooth smart pump can work for you.
Hello, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, friends. Welcome. Episode 66 of Motherhood in Hollywood. So I have to start off letting you know my voice is a little deeper than usual today. I've got some kind of funk that's going around in Los Angeles these days. I don't know if it's just like a cold or what, but it makes me sound like a man. Yay. But anyway, regardless of that, we're still going to have a good time because my guest on the show today is Mayim Bialik. That's right. From Blossom, from Beaches, from The Big Bang Theory. And of course, she's also a neuroscientist, which is incredible, and a mom on top of that. Listen, there are days that go by when I feel like such a slacker and a failure because I can't get out a blog post or get to an audition on time and that sort of thing. Mayim is a neuroscientist, a mom of two boys, is a full-time actress on a huge TV show, and I have nothing to complain about. Like, I don't know how she does it. I really don't. So I was very excited to get the chance to sit down and interview her recently at an event with Fisher-Price. They were hosting a Think-A-Thon to launch their new line of STEM-based toys. This is so cool, you guys. If you haven't heard about this, Fisher-Price has all these new toys that are geared towards helping kids increase their knowledge and education in STEM-based activities. Like STEM, if you don't know what it is, stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I don't know about you, but I feel like that is truly the future of education for a lot of kids. That's why we're seeing so many schools cropping up everywhere that have STEM-based education curriculums. So I mean, I would absolutely love it if Channing would find a passion in any of those fields, in the sciences or in mathematics. God bless her. If she loves math, I don't know what I would do because I'm in trouble. I'm so bad at math. But what's great about these toys that we, at this event, we got a chance to get hands-on with them, touch them, get it, you know, play with them, and really see what these toys are all about. And Mayim was there because she's a big supporter of STEM education and how kids can learn through science. So I got a chance to sit down and talk to her about why she's interested in STEM-based learning, what her partnership is with Fisher-Price, and talk to her, of course, about what life is like as a mom in Hollywood. And it's so fascinating to me every week as I get to interview these, you know, different moms and dads, don't want to leave out the dads, and hear everyone's perspective, you know, whether you're a huge star like Mayim is and have been working in this industry forever, or whether you're brand new to the industry and you're still trying to figure everything out. It's really so fascinating to me to hear everyone's story and perspective on how they juggle their family time with their career. And that's really what Motherhood in Hollywood is all about. I'm still trying to juggle everything, figure it all out for myself. Honestly, just when I think I have it figured out, then something changes, the rug gets pulled out from under me. Like we thought, for example, we thought we had like sleeping down pat. And now Channing is dropping her nap in the afternoons. I mean, I can't tell you the last time she had a nap. It's probably been a few weeks. And nighttime is such a struggle now, whereas before it wasn't. She has so much energy and she's like bouncing all over the place at bedtime. And, you know, then she wakes up now real early, sometimes in the middle of the night. It's just been kind of thrown us for a loop. So we're trying to figure out, like, do we put her to bed earlier now? You know, what is the right thing to do, you guys? The struggle is real. So totally tangented there for a moment. The struggle continues. We're trying to figure everything out. And that's what I love to hear, too, about what other moms are doing in this business. Because even if we're all actors, writers, directors, whatever, you know, if you're a stylist, if you're a chef, whatever your field is, you know, parenting is a uniting factor. We're all kind of going through the same types of struggles and situations. And I love that Mayim shares kind of her perspective on all of that, which I will share with you guys in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to make sure if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm rambly. I swear a lot, but I'm glad you're here. But if you are not, or if you've listened to the show for the first time, please take a minute and subscribe to Motherhood in Hollywood, whether you're on iTunes or Stitcher. Hit the subscribe button and then leave a review for me if you would. It makes such a difference in the ranking on iTunes and how many people have access to my show. So please take a minute, subscribe to the show, and then leave a review. Appreciate you. Love you. Good karma will come your way. Now, I also quickly like to say hello, hi, and how are you to a few new people who have found me over on Twitter and Instagram. Pamela at Burns Media. Hi, thank you for following me. Jeffrey Marsh at The Jeffrey Marsh. That's right. Guys, listen to my podcast. They know all about it. There's dudes here. It's not just a lady party. And what happening? All right, I have questions about this handle. Thank you for following me on Twitter. What happening? And also Kenneth Garrett. Thank you so much for following me. And also I want to say hello to Brittany Crossan. Hey, Brittany. Brittany found me on Instagram and is now also listening to the show, I believe, for the first time. Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate you. Love you. Also, go to motherhoodinhollywood.com. I'm going to be writing a whole bunch of information about the new Fisher-Price Thinkathon and the new Fisher-Price toys. There's the Codapillar, which, oh my gosh, you guys are just going to love it. It's just the smartest, neatest thing ever. Also, there is the Think and Learn Smart Scan Word Dash and the Think and Learn Smart Scan Color Chameleon. All of these toys are available right now in stores and on fisherprice.com, I believe is the website. Let me make sure. Yeah, fisher-price.com/thinkandlearn. That's where you can find all these toys. But I'll be linking to all of that as well on my website, so you guys can go there and check it out for yourself. Okay, I think that's pretty much it for my mommy monologue today. There's a lot happening in my world. I'll be sharing more with you in the next coming weeks. And I really just feel so grateful for everybody's support and who all the people who have found my show and are listening to it and giving me feedback over on Instagram, Motherhood in Hollywood, and on Facebook. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yay! Now I want to share my interview with Mayim, and please be advised, I am a total dork and I ask sometimes ridiculous questions. So let's just all embrace that now, shall we? All right, here's my interview with Mayim Bialik.
Hi. This is such a thrill for me, I have to tell you. Do people yell out Blossom when you walk by? Do they still do that?
It depends on the demographic. I mean, Blossom was never, we were never like a super popular show. People think of us as, you know, popular.
Really?
But we were never a top 20 show. We were not getting the kind of ratings or visibility that Big Bang Theory gets, for example. So the recognizability for Big Bang is still a lot more.
Really? See, maybe for me it's different, because then I'm like, oh my God, it's Blossom.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
That's, I'm the demographic.
The bubble that many of us were in, right, in our teen years, right, you know, right, kind of does that, but yeah.
But mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing today with Fisher-Price.
Well, Fisher-Price has this new Think and Learn set of toys, as it were, and because I'm a mom, and because I'm a neuroscientist in real life, and I play one on TV, Fisher-Price asked if I would sort of talk a little bit to the importance of hands-on learning and creative learning, and, you know, obviously I grew up with Fisher-Price toys, as many of us did, and I think I do a lot of STEM advocacy for science, technology, engineering, and math, and I think it's important to kind of emphasize the importance of hands-on learning and creative learning, and that the idea isn't to take preschool kids and try and, like, turn them into scientists or give them a set of information that's not appropriate for their development. But the way the human brain works, it is made to code and to understand sequence and to understand patterns and to question. So these kind of toys are really tapping into that specifically. And, you know, many parents report that they wish that their kids had more hands-on learning, but as I'm sure it makes sense to a lot of parents, we end up kind of giving them an iPad a lot and kind of telling them to figure it out. So this kind of toy is really kind of 21st century thinking, but with very old-fashioned kind of skills and interest levels for kids.
Now, what is your feeling on that, handing the kid the iPad, you know, kind of a thing? Because there's some moms who say, oh, no, I don't want to do that because I don't want them to just be on the iPad the whole
right.
time. And some moms are like, I don't have a choice. I need a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, there's always a choice for anything we do in parenting, I guess. You know, the way that I do things is not the way I think everyone should do things. I happen to not be a very tech-friendly mom. I don't know, my kids went to a Mommy and Me program that was Waldorf-based, which really emphasizes not using technology and electronics in those early years. And yeah, for me, there were no smartphones when my first son was born, so we figured out other ways. And yeah, car rides weren't always fun, but for me, and you know, I don't know, it worked pretty well in our family to not have that. Mm-hmm. And now that they exist, you know, that technology, I understand how tempting that is.
Right.
But I also think that a lot of being a parent is frustration and difficult stuff, and sometimes there are things that help us get through that, and sometimes there are also skills and ways that we can get to challenge ourselves to be creative. So I guess I encourage both, because that's sort of what's worked for us.
Yeah. Was neuroscience something that you always were sort of interested in, even while you were on the set?
No, I'm very late to STEM, which is why I do a lot of STEM advocacy, and I actually just wrote a book called Girling Up about encouraging young girls in particular to sort of understand all parts of the world, including STEM, at an early age. When I was on Blossom, I had a biology tutor, and that was the first time, she was a woman, and it was the first time I had a female mentor, kind of one-on-one, opened my eyes to the beauty that is the science world, and that's when I started getting interested in science, and then I chose neuroscience to major in after Blossom ended at UCLA.
We'll get back to our interview with Maya Bialik in just a moment. Isn't she wonderful? She's so genuine and down to earth, and I love everything she's saying about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's so important, and we'll get back to that interview with Maya in just a moment. But I want to tell you guys about Up4 Probiotics, in particular, their children's formula. It is specifically designed to help support tots to tweens. That's right. If you've got a little one that needs support in the digestive area, respiratory health, skin health, they have years, decades of clinical research that shows that their super strain, their trademarked super strain, can give kids support in that area. Go right now to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 Probiotics image, and you can find out more about their children's formula. You can also find it in your local Target store. That's right. Next time you're shopping and bopping along in Target, head up to the vitamin and supplement section, and you can see the Up4 Probiotics children's formula. Take some home and see for yourself how it can help you create a healthier, happier inside. I also want to tell you guys about the new Lantino Smart Pump. It's the first pump to use Bluetooth technology. Here's how it works. It pairs with the Lantino Baby app to help track each pumping session by automatically recording the date, time, and duration of each session. Using the app, moms can record the amount of breast milk pumped per session, and it makes tracking and recording everything so much easier. One other thing, you guys, it's clean. It uses a feature which is like a hygienic closed system design. It's such an important safety feature to help prevent mold and bacteria growth inside the pump, motor, and tubing. Go right now to motherhoodinhollywood.com. Find out more about Lanceno, a smarter way to pump.
How are you incorporating STEM in your day-to-day parenting? Is that something that you try to do, or is it more something like whenever you set aside time to do that or play?
I don't really feel like you need to set it aside, and I also don't think it, you know, takes an advanced degree to see that science is literally all around you. Everything we do has a component of the way our brains work, the way we learn, the way we understand things. There's nothing that isn't touched by science, and it's wonderful that there are so many online resources and ways to kind of bring science into your kid's life, but cooking is one of the things that I've always done with my kids, and that's one of the best ways to even start talking about just the vocabulary of how things mix together and what measurement is and chemistry, like all that stuff. You don't even need to know a lot to be able to introduce the notion that science and math and engineering is part of everything around us. So for me, it's sort of part of understanding the world as one of scientific wonders, and that's just all around us.
I think that is a little intimidating for some parents, because I'm a science fan, and I'm a science fiction fan. Uh-huh. I do like it. But it is a little intimidating to try to think about how can I work science or STEM, thought processes or whatever into her everyday life, because I have a daughter.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, for me, though, like, every plant is an opportunity to even if you don't know what's going on, turn over a leaf, see what's underneath, look at the different kinds of flowers, like squirrels foraging for, like, everything, or the sun, the moon, like, all the things that just happen all the time are opportunities. I think wonder and questioning is the first important thing about understanding how the world works as a scientist, and that's something that you don't even need to look anything up to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I noticed that you talk a lot about this type of stuff on your website, uh-huh. Rock Nation. Mm-hmm. Tell me, why did you decide to start the website, and then what are you hoping to sort of, like, are you wanting to create a community with it, or what's your goal?
Well, there's a lot of celebrity websites, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of, celebrity parents who often do have websites.
It's always very, like, lifestyle.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Here I am on a lounge chair.
Exactly. Well, and no insult to the many moms and women who do that, and men, I guess. But yeah, I didn't want to do a lifestyle site because my lifestyle is not very interesting. But what I do think is interesting is, we wanted to create a website for people who collect thoughts and not things. And we wanted to really appeal to people understanding issues about women and about parenting and about sort of how we're perceived. And yeah, there is some stuff about STEM, just in terms of being a scientist.
Right.
I also started a YouTube channel, and I did a video about divorce, and I did one about science and religion that have done really well. But we have, videos about all sorts of things. And yeah, I guess the idea was just to create a space where I could share on all the things that I think are important, and you don't have to agree that they're all important, and you don't have to agree with me either. But yeah, just the notion that, like, especially as women, like, we can talk about anything that we're interested in or that we care about. And we've started to have a lot more guest writers, which I appreciate because it lightens my load. We're kind of like a three-woman operation at Grok Nation. So we really are a, do-it-ourselves kind of website. But it's been really fun also to get reader submissions. We just did our first philanthropy campaign. We raised $10,000 for the National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Oh,
and
that's great.
That's literally all that money just goes to the National Alliance for Mental Illness. So, the question kind of was, do people care about things enough even to learn a little bit, donate a dollar? And the answer was yes, and we have $10,000 we raised.
That is so amazing.
Yeah.
I love that your website is different.
Thank you.
Your approach to parenting is different. Tell me, they're coming in. Tell me, how are you balancing? And if you are balancing, I don't know. Some people don't like to use the B word, but how are you finding being a mom and a full-time working actress?
Well, as schedules go, my schedule is very easy. Being a sitcom actor means that we kind of work school hours most days, and we do get off in the summer. So I kind of work the kind of schedule my parents worked because they were teachers. I think it is a balancing act. I have no problem with that word. It's a juggling act. It's like a messy act. It often feels really impossible. I actually just wrote an article. I still do write for Queller about once a month. you know, about the Jewish holidays are coming up, and while that's really exciting, it's also balancing, like, cooking and all this stuff and, like, hosting everybody at my house while also working and wanting to be with my kids.
You don't have a full-time nanny, do you?
I don't have a part-time nanny.
I was going to say, I think I heard you say that.
No, I clean my own toilets. Like, this is the thing. I do things.
You're very hands-on.
I'm very, very hands-on. but yeah, so I think it's... being divorced, I don't want to say it makes it easier because there's nothing really easy, honestly, about being divorced, but their dad takes care of them when I'm at work, and that's the same whether we're married or divorced. So that's amazing, and that's an unusual situation, and I'm aware of that. You know, there are many families with two working parents, and it's infinitely more difficult. So I also don't, you know, I'll just say it. I'm not a huge fan of celebrities being like, oh, my life is so hard, you know, because because there are a lot of people who have it a lot harder.
Right.
But it's definitely, I think it is something, if I can speak to that general notion of overwhelm, that is something that we all feel. And I think a healthy amount of that guilt kind of keeps you in check, you know? And I don't mean you should always feel guilty. I mean that notion of, am I doing it right? It keeps you on your toes and not being complacent. And you're constantly needing to change as a parent, you know? I have to apologize to my kids just about every day, several times, for not knowing how to deal with something, you know? I had that just this morning, twice. Yeah.
One last question. Do you have any advice for other actresses who are out there who are just entering into motherhood, or even like on any side of the camera, writers, directors?
Get a full-time nanny. That seems to be the answer. No. I mean, I think, you know, the most important job that I will ever have is being a parent. And it's a job that you get no training for and no certification for and really no help for, unfortunately, unless you seek it out. And it's a job that changes really every single day. There's no other job like that in the universe where you can get something on any given day that you had no idea was coming at you and you have no idea how to prepare for. I had a situation with my kid this morning. He had a deadline. He had to submit an article for the homeschool newspaper, and he forgot. And he really wanted to, like, try and do it, but he was past the deadline. He was really emotional about it, and I really wanted to step in and fix it, but I also wanted him to experience, like, that he has to figure it out. Like, I didn't know that was going to happen today while also needing to have my hair and makeup done, literally. And I ended up helping him. I have a voice dictation program. So I was setting it up while my makeup was being done. Like, it was crazy. God bless Linda.
Ultimate multitasking.
Yeah, God bless Linda, makeup and hair lady, for, like, being fine with, like, a computer and a child on the verge of tears, and the other one needed to play the piano at that second. So, like, that's what being a parent is like. There's not an easy way to do it, and there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I think she's absolutely right. I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with Mayim Bialik. I know I feel like it kind of gives me hope that, you know, once I, you know, God willing, can reach that level of working regularly on a show, that you can find a balance between home life and career. And that ultimately is the goal. And that's what I hope to inspire you guys with. Oh, no, I use the inspiration word. Ah, and that's what I hope you guys glean from this podcast. If you do enjoy the content that I'm bringing you, if you're loving my silly questions and the fun times that we have here at Motherhood in Hollywood, please take a moment and subscribe to the show and leave me a review on iTunes. It would mean the world to me. So thank you so much. Thank you to Mayim Bialik and Fisher Price for inviting me into your world and sharing your STEM toys with me. Again, I'll be writing about all of this on motherhoodinhollywood.com. You can learn more about the toys and see how Chan interacted with them as well. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Join me next time on the next episode. I have more great guests coming up as well. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye, everybody.
Mama, funny.
Balls.